We're talking today with Kevin Wendt, who's gone through a lot of female hogs here today at the 2012 Oklahoma Youth Expo. You'll cover commercial gilts, Kevin. And first of all, let's talk about the hogs, and we'll talk about the kids.
Okay.
Tell me about the hogs you saw today.
Well, the top end, I mean, really all the way through was just outstanding. I mean, I would tell you that typically in every class, you know, there's between 30 to 40 in a class. We'd end up with somewhere around 20 to 22 that came up to the big ring, and we'd narrow that down to, you know, 10 or 11. I'd tell you the first 5, 6, 7 in every class is just outstanding. I mean, excellent quality. They're the kind of hogs that, you know, everybody's trying to raise all over the country, and really the best of best was here today.
And you talked about the desire to really have a complete package in these gilts.
Yes. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. I mean, I think in a breeding show, we're looking at gilts that are going to go out and breed and be used, you know, to create better show pigs in the future. And so I'm trying to select something that's complete, that's sound, well-balanced, has good muscle, good structure. You know, maybe not an extreme in any one area, but really the best package from front to rear.
Is there much connection with the show pig side of things and those commercial sows that we're seeing in the industry today?
Really not anymore. I mean, that's really the show pig industry is kind of its own little niche right now. And, for example, in the crossbred hogs today, the commercials, you know, there's really not a lot of emphasis put on some of the characteristics that we'd have in a commercial unit, you know, let's say is sows per pig per year. I mean, they're trying to raise that one elite animal that can get their picture taken, win an event like today. But yet we still want to tie that emphasis in of commercial pork production. Hog has to be sound, needs to grow fast, you know, have good reproductive traits. And so we're trying to blend both together, but they're trying to make the best of the best on a really elite special animal in the show pig world. And that's what we had today.
Right. Let's talk about the kids a little bit. Obviously, you saw a lot of good-looking kids coming through this ring, too.
Oh, yeah, outstanding. I mean, this is the third time I've had a chance to judge here. I did the purebred gilts 4 or 5 years ago, and then I did showmanship. And showmanship's just unbelievable. And I would tell you that today, even though we weren't judging showmanship, every kid that came through here was polite, shook my hand, you know, was glad to be here, glad to be part of the event. And, of course, they're winning scholarships, too, and so that makes it even better.
You indicated that during your years in Ohio that you've often found some pretty good ideas here in Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I would tell you that several, 4 or 5 of the ideas that we have at the Ohio State Fair that we use stemmed from here. You know, the Wild Bunch that sells the buttons and the banner advertising and the promotion, the way they weigh the pigs. I mean, all that, just the logistics. There isn't a show any better than this one right here.
What do you think young people get out of an experience like this?
Well, I think, one, they learn a lot about themselves. You know, number one, it's teamwork. Their partner is their pig. And so they learn a lot about that animal and in raising it and how to respond to feeding it and bringing it through the ring. They learn a lot about it adversity. You know, if they go across the scales and they maybe weigh out, you know, well, how do we handle that? And they learn to work with others, you know, in a professional environment. And that's really what we've had with the stock show here today.